Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, you often heard me say it is the easiest time to go into business, but it may be the hardest time to stay in business. Competition is great. The internet, social media, communication has opened a world of information that makes it easier for people to compete. It makes it easier for people to get educated. It makes people easier for people to reach out to customers. But social media, the internet, has also done something else. It's made it easier for angry people to express their anger. And anger can be like a virus. It's catchy. It just permeates throughout our society now. It's unbelievable how angry people are. And you started your business because you wanted joy. You thought this was a joyful thing. You were going to go into business. It was going to be a happy experience. You were going to treat people well. You were going to pay people well. You were going to do great things. And I'm sure you're doing great things. But the one thing that you didn't count on is dealing with all the anger in society. We have to deal with angry employees, angry vendors. We have to deal with angry customers. And what we really need to be careful of is we need to be careful of not getting knocked off balance and coming back and lashing back at people with anger, because it won't get us anywhere. You know, a few days ago I did a radio show on listening. One of the reasons that we have anger is that we have a point of view, and that point of view in our mind is the only point of view. There is no other point of view, so we aren't listening. We don't respect someone else's point of view. We don't see how we might be able to take the good things that they think, the good things that they're saying, and combine them with the things that we're saying and reach common ground. No, we're right. End of story. I'm sure you've had the experience where a customer calls you up and they're not happy about something, and right away they just assume that you're not going to take care of them. Right away, they assume that they need to be angry and they need to be forceful, and they come right at you. You need to be careful not to lose control. You need to be careful not to lash back. You need to be careful to absolutely listen to what they have to say, diffuse the situation, and then be calm and logical and work it out. If you lose your temper, if you send out negative feelings, if you put yourself in a position where you are not listening, where you're not letting the other person express themselves, that you're not listening to what they have to say, you will lose. You will create more anger. And if there's anything we don't need right now in the world is more anger. So be careful of what you say. Be careful of how you say it. If you're in your business during the workday and you feel like you're getting angry about a situation or an employee, stop. Go get a cup of coffee. Go to your office. Close the door. Don't react. Give it a lot of thought. Think about how you can turn a negative situation into a positive situation. Always think about this. In any situation, whether it's an emergency, whether it's anger, or whatever happens that isn't working the way it should, think first. Think about how to solve the problem, how to calm the anger down, how to get everyone in the right frame of mind. Be logical. But if you're going to react, don't do it. Don't put yourself in that position. You will just make everything more complicated, more difficult, harder to solve. It will not benefit the business, and it won't benefit you, because when you get angry, there are all kinds of emotional things and physical things that happen to your body that aren't good. You don't want to be in a business that's going to make you sick because you're angry all the time. And even though someone else is angry or the situation turns contentious, that doesn't mean that you can't solve the problem, because that is your goal. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.